Dark Side Thursday, 29. And so the dance started again. He typed, enjoying the gentle click, click, click of the square black plastic buttons with glowing white characters, gently depressed under his flying fingers, his wrist resting on the clean aluminium skin of the machine on which he was writing. The screen glowing white, nothing to see but the words appearing one after the other in the old school font that it was a soft spot of his. When he did this, he felt at home, comforted somehow, for now. And by his side, the battered old journal bound tight, its secret still shut away inside a leather thong, the leather a base and wanton challenge to the gleaming aluminium usurper. He looked up from the shallow, laminated wooden desk on which he was typing. His eyes, distracted for a moment by the red woven plaid thrown over the sofa, looked towards the windows. Distracted by memories, and almost memories, of things that had happened, that were going to happen, and those that didn't. His view of the empty industrial landscape outside, interrupted by the thin plastic gauze that had been applied to the window, ostensibly in the interests of privacy. A wry, almost smile formed on his lips. The rain, forever lashing against the windows, a susurration of sensation that stealthily stole his attention. He remembered the origin of the man in black, the one who always wore black, the man in the song, the Byronic anti-hero. The song inspired by pictures on a domed roof, in the entrance hall of a municipal station that had been in a state of constant renovation, until the time came for it to finish in another world. He continued to type. The words kept appearing, he had no idea how or why, pretty much how he felt about it all. Type and see. The man in black, his narrator, had travelled far in a circle, and yet only now had his journey really started. He knew that many, many roads lay ahead of him, roads covered in ice and snow, roads ahead that held promise, and he knew that promise, that fake premise, would be his undoing. He thought of her, the woman that had been the nemesis of his man in black, the conflicting and contrasting emotions, the walk in the soft light that had led to that terrible hole in the ground, the loss and despair, the search, the seeking and the resolution. The cold, clinical way in which the man in black and that woman had been conjoined in a convergence of chaos in a white-tiled hospital room. Images of that square, empty of people, the tower, the climb to the top, the despair. He stood up, the keyboard stilled for a moment. He looked through the rain at the chimney stack, a relic of times gone by, industrial and fanciful. The rain smeared across the dirty exterior of the window, and a tear spilled from his eye as he remembered it all.